You're listening to the Cinemaphile Podcast with Andrew Shearer, brought to you by OnlineAthens.com.
It's okay for stuff to get in the feels, man.
Oh, that's what this movie's about. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for the purposes of the recording, I'm here with Xtina, my friend.
Hello.
And we've just watched Harold and Maude together. It is my favorite movie of all time.
And I had never seen it before.
Yeah, and I thought, what better time to watch it than the 50th anniversary?
So is this the 50th? So it was made in, gosh, when would that have been?
Well, it was released in 71.
71, so, okay.
Yeah.
For those of us who can't do math.
It's okay. I often just like... There's when it was made and when it was released. Some movies are made like years before they're released. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I was telling you earlier, I have lots of friends that this is actually like, if not their favorite movie, then one of their favorite movies. So I had actually avoided watching it because I could tell it was really special. And I was like, well, I don't want to like just waste it. You know, I want to save it for like a special thing. So like when you asked if I wanted to watch it with you, I was like, well, that's perfect. Like, that's exactly who I'd want to watch this with. So.
Oh, good. Yeah. Now,
yeah.
You know, there's like a little bit of pressure. When I'm always like first becoming like close friends with someone, I always go like, what's your favorite movie? You know? And if I haven't seen it, I'm like, dude, can we watch it together? Or can
yeah.
I borrow it? Or tell me what it is and I'll watch it, you know, on my own or whatever. But movies mean a lot to me. And, you know, I have a very personal relationship with film and Harold and Maude. I don't know that it's like, I don't know that it's my favorite. It's so much as I feel like it's the best movie I've ever seen. You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
That's kind of what it is. Cause you know, your favorites can change over time, but I've just never, nothing personally. And this is just my opinion. Nothing takes me to the places that it takes me and places me afterward where Harold and Maude places me. And so, it's special. And so I'm glad we watched it.
It like, you know, I didn't read about it. I mean, I probably read something about it a long time ago. I've definitely heard of it, but like I hadn't read about it. I didn't pry myself. You know, I heard a little bit from people about, you know, like a little bit of history about the film and the actors and stuff. But like, I didn't know it was going to be so funny, or so darkly funny, or so like overlappingly darkly funny, you know? But then, oh my God, like the film sets you up and is like, oh, I see another girl. You're like, no, go back to Maude. You're like, yes, he went back to Maude. And then like, oh my gosh, like they say so many beautiful things and you're just like, yes, you guys should absolutely get married and like live together for like a million years. And like, this is amazing. Like I'm so for this. And then like, oh, you know, like the ending is perfect, but it just, oh, it just grabs your heart and just rips it out. But like, yeah, like it's an experience to go through. And then like afterwards, like, you know, you can still hear the quavers of, you know, like it, you know, I think there are films, I think there are films that you see that, like, you're not the same after.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You know, I love that transformative experience, you know, and I've had that with, you know, movies so special, like, I mean, just with Roma that came out just a few years ago, the black and white one.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is one of the greatest films ever made. I just, I've seen thousands upon thousands. And just sometimes you go like, whoa, there it is, man. And that's only subjective. That's only, you are what you bring in. Same thing with hearing a song, reading a book, looking at a painting, anything. But Harold and Maude, to me, it's followed me around ever since I first saw it as a teenager, just working in a video store, kind of going through, you know, the films of the 70s, the filmmakers of the 70s, just because that was where Easy Rider came from. And that was a very important movie of my youth because of my dad. It was his favorite. And so you have movies that are kind of up there for you. And Harold and Maude, I saw it. And of course, it just devastated me the first time I saw it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it bats you around in all these different directions and you are laughing and you are enjoying the dialogue and you do think it's funny and you absolutely are in love with Ruth Gordon as Maude.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm such a big Rosemary's Baby fan. So to see her in this was very weird for a minute, but.
Yeah. See, I grew up, she was Clint Eastwood's mother because she was in Every Which Way But Loose and Every Which Way You Can.
Oh.
She and Clyde, the orangutan. So this was my real time where she really stood out to me and I brought a lot into it. She reminded me of someone very important to me in my life. And I saw, of course, myself and Harold. And I think that's kind of what the movie kind of wants you to do. You're either like, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I've known way too many people that were Harolds and did not think they were worth living to be a Maude, which is what we all really want.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I had kind of the opposite experience. I definitely identified with Maude like all the way, like was just mutely like, yeah, I get. And I've definitely known some people that were Harolds where, you know, you kind of want to sort of coax them back to life a bit, you know? And I totally agree with you. I think it is a lot about kind of, cause I think there are definitely people who could see this movie and kind of be like, well, so like, okay, like she's a terrible driver and he's like an emo kid. Like who cares?
Yeah. You know? Or, but, yeah. Or get hung up.
Sort of that connection. Go ahead. Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
On the old lady.
His supple,
thing.
Firm body and her saggy breasts.
That's why it freaked people out when it came out. The reviews for Harold and Maude weren't good. It was not like a hit movie.
Really? I'm really surprised. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, but I still am. So well,
they,
I don't
get hung. I get hung up on that, you know?
Yeah. Although she doesn't even, you know, I mean, she says she's 80, but you're like, you look really good for 80, girl. Like,
that's what he says. You don't look
80. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm, you dug Ruth Gordon, but you're commenting about Bud Cort early on in the film.
I was, because someone had told me before, they said he was in a really bad car accident right after the film. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sucks. And I was watching this and I was like, there's, you know, I have a car accident kind of phobia. It doesn't usually extend into movies, but bad driving, I'm always a little, you know, I'm kind of pumping the brake under my desk. I'm like, oh gosh, you know, and so I'm like, oh man, she's a bad driver. So with that, I was sort of like, this seems ominous. Like
yeah.
It's sort of a, you know, but yeah, I heard he was in a really bad car accident and didn't act again until he was in The Life Aquatic.
Yeah.
And he was the accountant in that, which I love The Life Aquatic, and I thought that was just really sweet.
Yeah.
Not that he was in a car accident, but that, you know, he did come back and do more. But yeah, he's so young in this, and like they have him so paled up. He looks like sort of an Edward Gorey character.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe him. Yeah, I agree.
I love his mom. I mean, she's a huge pain in the ass, but I got really hard, like, you know, Moira Rose energy from her.
Yeah. Yeah. She's perfect. I mean, she is to me the funniest thing in the movie.
She's got great timing. I loved all her outfits. I loved him talking about like when they tell her he's dead and he just describes her just sort of fainting into the arms of waiting policemen, and I was like, that's amazing. Like, she's dead son, doesn't miss a beat, like, gotta, you know, make it a thing.
Yeah.
And
all his dates are funny too.
His dates were fun. And actually, the last girl, I was like, you know, this one would maybe work okay. But I really wanted him to, like, and I think this is, I mean, this is me definitely importing my bias, but, you know, I think this is might have been what Maude would have wanted as well, but I kept waiting for him to kind of like rebel against mom and like, you know, kind of, yeah, you know, and I mean, he kind of asserts he's going to marry her and he does, you know, drive his car off a cliff, and these are good things, but I was still like, I wanted to like him to stand on his own and, be like, I love the banjo, mother, not money, or, you know, something. But I thought, I don't know, the film has a lot of kind of overt, you know, there's lots of life versus death, you know.
Yeah.
But it also has like these little subtle things. Like, I think Harold is, what's his name? The guy who plays Harold. He is a really subtle actor, and there are all these little things he does to kind of show kind of that even though he's kind of acting out, he's very shy and he's sort of personal. And I really thought it was good when he says, oh, I play the harmonica. And he's like, I don't want to tell you about this. Like, this is special. Mm-hmm. This is real. Like, I don't want to share that. But I almost did. I almost slipped up and opened up to someone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this coming from the 70s and there being pressure from a priest and a family member and the military and, you know, and he's like, I just want to be weird in a field. Like, can't I just be weird in a field?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was an amazing film. I don't know. Like, it's going to take me probably a long time to process. I'm definitely going to have to watch it again many times.
Sure. But, well, that's kind of what I love about it, is it. It the older that I've gotten, the way the whole experience just continues to change for me. You know, I generally watch it once a year, but there's been some times when I maybe haven't seen it in a couple of years, and I'll put it on and I'll think about who I was when I saw it the first time, and, you know, who I've been over the years as I've watched it, and then I think about who I am now when I see it, and every single time it hits me different because
really,
oh well, absolutely, because, you know, I start to think about, well, you know, is Harold really love Maud? Is he, or is he sort of like love who she is to him and what she does for him and how she changes his life? And, you know, I also, you know, as the years pass, people I love die. And, you know, I've known someone, I was close to someone who died of their own accord. Like, they literally just made that decision, right? Not as a suicide, but just sort of, you know, choosing for themselves. And not just that. I mean, I also, it makes me think of like relationships that you have in life and how, you know, I always, for some reason, and I can't talk about Harold and Maude without saying way too much about myself, but I think about Harold's sense of self-worth at the beginning and who he thinks he is. And there's that scene that always, without fail, just rips my heart out when she is asking what kind of flower that he would like to be. And he chooses the plain one. And she says, why? And he said, because it's like all the other ones. You couldn't be more simple about it, how Harold views himself. He doesn't think he's special. He maybe doesn't think he's worth having a friend or a girlfriend or a wife. And
I think also there's a thing about him wanting to kind of disappear into the crowd. Yeah. He doesn't want to be seen.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And that really like gets a certain type of person a certain type of way. And so, but also, you know, I've known great people and always wanted to make sure I'm appreciating them and not how they make me feel and not what a thing they are in my life, but rather just like, you know, holy shit. I really like, this is a great human being and how lucky we are to know each other. And what Harold and Maude has shown me and keeps my head on straight about is it's not about how much time you spend with someone. It's the quality of the time. You know, and so Maude, she's tells you through the whole movie that I'll be over by Saturday and I'll be 80 next week. I mean, he's not really listening to her, because if he did, he would have known and tried to say, you know, what do you mean? Way earlier. But he's caught up in how,
you know, she loves flowers, which are sort of ephemeral. But he is you do get the sense of him trying to more and more to kind of keep her. Like, he's like, well, but I, you know, like he says, like, but I love you. And she's like, that's great. Like,
go love some more.
Yeah, yeah, but it, and it's not dismissive, but it's like, you know, we're both on a path. Like, this is where mine's going. It doesn't stop because you want it to be different, you know?
Yeah, and so over time, I'm glad you saw that in it. Over time, the fact that he takes her to the hospital grows to bother me more and more.
It bothered me. Like, that's what I was thinking. She says, like, oh, this is the nicest send-off. And then he's like, no, we should do it in a hospital, you know? And she's like, oh, that's not really what I wanted. But you also see that she understands, like...
Oh, sure.
Like, she kind of lets him do it because she knows this is hard for him. And she knows, like, he doesn't understand. And it's hard to see, you know, it's hard to see him struggling with something because they've been on such, like, throughout the movie, like, that's the connection between them, is they get each other and they're like, she's teaching him stuff. He's, you know, enjoying kind of being around her. But then, like, this is something that she doesn't have kind of time to explain to him or he can't kind of uptake it.
No, it's, you know, it's the difference between their experiences. You know, he's Harold and she's Maude, and they work because of that, but it's also very, very sad and tragic because he's Harold and she's Maude, you know, and you can't sit around and wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, we wonder, like, oh, if only I'd known you. How often have you said that? I wish we'd known each other when we were kids or, you know, and they just, but at the same time, like, you're lucky. I mean, what do you think Harold would have been like if he never met her? You know,
I mean, I think he would have just stayed the way he was. He would have just sort of been passive. And I mean, even the way he, you know, sort of is expressing himself would have, I mean, I think he would have gone to the military, I guess, or married one of those girls or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's an interesting, you know, I think the movie is really about, can't think of any of the words today. Like, contrast, like, you know, the yellow umbrella against the black umbrellas, the marching band against the funeral parade, you know, you kind of have these things sort of put against each other and look at the difference. And I think one of those is him constantly sort of self-immolating and hanging himself and chopping off his arm and doing all these very violent things that are all fake and meant to sort and are desperate for a reaction and not aren't getting one. And then she has, you know, scars from what seems to be, you know, numbers tattooed on her arm. Like, she went through real violence and real horror and real tragedy. And, like, that's etched into her. It's not a collapsible knife for her, you know? So you have, I mean, I'm just sort of pointing at, like, it is that difference of experience, I think, leads them to sort of the different places. He hasn't gotten any of those experiences. So he's not in the same place as she is.
Yeah. It's you nailed it, man. You really get it.
And man, I was writing things so fast at the beginning. I was like, oh, interesting contrast. And the end, I was just like, I love that so much.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't cry at the end of it anymore. I cry at other times, you know.
I knew it was coming, though. Like, early on, I was like, they're going to do this to me, aren't they?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, she says she's going to, you know, and... And yeah, who is he to stop her?
You don't
her?
Want it to be true. So you're like, no.
Yeah, no. And even if she doesn't, you know, she's 80.
Yeah.
There eventually, this is something that's going to have to happen between them. You know, this is going to, he's going to lose his friend. But the thing is, you know, I always operate on this feeling that any time could be the last time with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always try to do this. I was telling Tatiana earlier today, I was like, you know, that's why I'm always like taking photos or making movies or filming stuff, is because I really want to, like, I want to save these things. Not that I like go and get into them and look at them and stuff, but it's just very valuable. I mean, so valuable. And
also, you just don't know which is going to be the one that later you're going to be like, I'm so glad I like have that picture or took that video, you know, like, I've often thought about how, not how great it would be, but how I sometimes wish there was like a light or an app or something that would be like, hey, this is the last time you're going to see this person, be in this store, or have this in, like, just whatever. Like, it bothers me that I just don't know, you know?
Sure, yeah. And God, the last time I saw my friend Danielle, I mean, we made music. I took our picture. We filmed part of a movie. I mean, we did everything, and we saw each other every July. There was no, after that many years, you just don't, you think, oh, well, she'll be knocking on the door next summer.
Mm-hmm.
And she just doesn't. And then, you know, my friend Nancy, there's been, I can't tell you how many times that I've gone to memorials of people and they show pictures up there that I took of them, or it's on the front of the thing. You know what I mean?
And so, though, right?
Huh?
Is it a weird feeling, or are you like grateful? Or
I'm so grateful. Yeah. I'm so grateful because part of my, I don't know if I have abandonment things, but I really just, I stay in the moment because I'm good at realizing how special the moment is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get a little bothered that the other person that maybe
it's hard.
Doesn't. Yeah. But
yeah.
I don't lose sight of that. I've had so, but it's to keep in mind when you lose people, either a friendship goes away or changes, or yes, somebody mm-hmm. passes away.
Mm-hmm.
I try to focus on the great things. And in the end of the Harold and Maude, what I love is that he has taken something. He took the right thing away from it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like there's a struggle, but yeah, like you see him at the end singing and making music and enjoying the gift that she gave him. And you see him kind of doing like a little dance as he walks away and like, that's the, you know, that's the right answer. That's what you should do with it is, you know, take what they gave you and use it, you know, and that's what she would have wanted. She wanted him to live. She was constantly just like, fucking do it. And he's like, eh.
Yeah, he, you know, it's like the old get out of your own way thing. You know what I mean? And so, I just love that this exists and I love that everyone gets a different thing from it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what you bring to it and what you let yourself experience during it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is this simple thing, but it's very complicated for me.
it's almost, I would call it like a machine or a catalyst or something. It's like you put yourself into it and something different comes out the other side, sort of like, I don't know. It's very few. I mean, I've had this experience with other films, but I think it's extremely rare. I think it needs to come with a warning label.
Oh,
I think the film should be like, be careful, transformative. Like,
yeah, well, there's the thing. I didn't show it to all my friends. I didn't ask them all to watch it, but you know, it's well known that I love it. And you know, when people are interested in actually seeing it, you know, sometimes people say, oh yeah, I watched that. That was a really great movie. I'm like, thanks, man. I agree. But there are maybe three people throughout my whole entire life that I've watched it with that I really, you know, in the end, I'm like, right. And they're like, yes.
Like when you started tearing up, I was like, oh, it's going to get me. Like I can feel it coming. And then it's weird the moments that get you in it. Like there are just little things that they'll say or do, and I'll just suddenly feel like my heartstrings just like, and I'm like, oh, okay, we're gonna cry at a tree in a truck now. All right, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, I just love
and
it because
flip flop really fast between like it's funny, it's dark, it's funny, it's dark, it's heartfelt. Yeah. You're like, oh.
Well, Hal Ashby, his background is in editing, and so he's just the guy you want cutting your movie. And you know, when he's making his own, he knows exactly how that ebb and flow, that dynamic is supposed to go. You know, like I said, his streak there in the early 70s was just unbelievable. And so I don't feel the same way about those other films as I do about this one. I'm a fan of them. I really like them, but Harold and Maude is just really, there's nothing like it. So, but I think about it sometimes, do I like it because of what it does for me or, you know, things like that. And I'm just like, Andrew, it's just a movie guy. Okay. But I don't run from it because it makes me emotional. There are parts of movies that I literally can't stand because it tears me up too much.
Mm-hmm.
And where I just go like, I got to fast forward through it if I'm not alone and have time. So
well, it's really good though, I think, to have the movies that really kind of make you reconnect with you know, what's real in yourself.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's cool, man. And like I said, over the years, it gets me in different ways. It's aged well. Yeah. And, you know, I cry at the flowers. I mm-hmm. also cry when she throws this flattened mm-hmm. penny into the water. And it really just makes me think of permanence. And, mm-hmm. you know, and she's like, this is so I'll always remember where it is. And mm-hmm. I think of a million different things, God, when mm-hmm. Depending on where I'm at in my life, when that happens in the movie, when I'm seeing it, I'm like, right, that was this time. That's exactly mm-hmm. like that time. And it's funny how, and you know, and I'm going to be 80 someday.
Yeah.
Hopefully older than 80, but definitely 80. And, you know, it's like, the older I get, do I start seeing things from Maud's perspective? I can't. I don't know if that's a thing necessarily for me, but her feelings about life are something to aspire to, I think, mm-hmm. because her perspective comes from something that none of us have ever lived, but we've all mm-hmm. had our traumas and our times when we're like, I'm not going to make it through this. I'm just mm-hmm. not going to make it. But you do make it. And, yeah. and Maud made it. And so, yeah, she reminds me a lot of my grandma quite mm-hmm. a bit. And there's a whole lot to that. But I want to know, like, what your favorite parts were.
Oh. I mean, like, it's actually kind of a complicated question. So it's like, there are a lot of parts that I liked or I thought were like really funny or really like I liked the part where she's like bustling around her house and like showing him all her different like projects. And here's like my smell machine and here's my sexy sculpture. And, you know, like just her energy and her joy and her total like unabashedness. Like she's not like, oh, this is this kind of like, she's like, no, look, isn't this great? Isn't this amazing? Look what I made, you know?
Yeah.
And I, you know, I really enjoy Harold's theatricalities. I really liked his mom, you know. But the moments that, you know, really resonated. The part with the press penny got me for sure.
Yeah, boy.
You know, the part where she tells him that she already took the tablets got me, but not because she's dying. I mean, her dying, I'm like, no, Maud. But there's also kind of that, it's that look she gives and where she's kind of like, yeah, like, oh gosh, what was it? I there was something I was talking about the other day and I can't remember now what it was, but it's this recurring thing I've been sort of thinking about the like, yeah, I know you don't understand, and I can't, and I know that I can't explain this to you, and I wish I could, and I know that this hurts.
Yeah, you know, yeah. What a look there she gave him. Mm-hmm. You know, it says so much. I mean, she's mm-hmm. a master in terms of her acting.
She's amazing. Oh my God, they're both really amazing.
Yeah.
But also when she like you can hear it bubbling. When she holds her hand out as they're pushing her back and like she still has the flower, do you know this like that this wasn't what she wanted. She wanted to be with him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and she's not this kind of uncaring person, like, dude, this is my path and you either can get with it or not.
Or no,
she's
not at all.
She's not angry, like, dude, look what you did. Mm-hmm. You mess everything up and poor guy.
No, she's like, I'm sorry. You're making a fuss. You know, it's just, or it's not even like, oh, I want you to be here and you're not. It's kind of like that thread is still here. Like,
yeah.
Like you're what I'm thinking of. I have the flower you gave me, you know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
that connection.
Yeah, and it's her way of saying, you know, this, you really do matter to me, Harold, you know?
Yeah.
And Maud, I'm sure, you know, loved many people in her life, but there's this moment that also gets to me. It doesn't fully pull me apart, but it's just when she's talking about her husband, you know, and all of that. And so it's,
Especially when she says that he was a doctor at the university, and then you find out, you know, that she went through that experience, so you can kind of later guess and sort of be like, oh, it wasn't just like, oh, he left her, he died or something, but like, you know, she, you know, it was really awful things.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like I said, there's a lot to it, and it's you know, you can watch it and just have a good time and, you know, laugh and cry and get the things that film does to us.
Oh my God, it made me laugh so much. It was really funny.
Yeah. I'm always feel like, man, I need to watch it. You know, you just know when it's a good time to check it out, you know, and I've got a couple movies that I'm like that with, but this one, yeah, it's just to me the best. And it's funny to say that, but I don't know, man. It's just, it's not in a glass case for me. It's a very much a living, breathing, changing organism. And it's weird to say something about such an old movie that came out before I was even born. But, yeah, I've got the ones that are in my heart, and that, you know, there's some that when I see Easy Rider, I'm devastated. I mean, it just devastates me every time. And, because I will cry if I talk about it. So that tells you that. But I would love to watch that sometime too.
I would love to. Another one I haven't seen.
Yeah. I don't expect it to hit people the way it hits me. There's just a lot of history in there for me. And so.
Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of your pops and I love hearing about the stories with him.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd love to watch that and, you know, hear about like the memories that it brings up for you.
Oh boy, that would be a whole thing. But I will be a bit of more of a mess, but I would be glad to be that, do that. He turned 71 on, I guess that was Tuesday.
Yeah. I saw that it was his birthday this week.
And you know, I almost forgot. I had totally forgotten. I wasn't stewing about it like I usually do. I didn't do the whole Dawn of the Dead beer thing like I usually do. It really wasn't on my mind. And you know, thanks grief counseling for
good.
That, because I had a normal day and had a great time. But my mom texts me and she was just like, you know, and they divorced, not long after I got married. So, you know, they weren't like together when he passed or anything. In fact, I was the one to call her to tell her when it happened. And so, but they did have, you know, 24 years together. And so it relates to Harold and Maude though, because, you know, dad was the one I'd go to and he would always set me straight, you know, be like, this person broke my heart or this friend isn't talking to me anymore. Or we had this fight or something like that. And he would just, you know, he'd be like, you know, if it's over, don't let it be a bad thing. And so that's really great because I've got all these great things with people and I am hung up on saving the great thing. And so I like that.
And that's something that like I've had to learn because I used to get very like, well, this friendship, relationship, whatever had a bad ending. So everything that happened in it is now bad and tainted, you know, but like, as I've gotten older, you kind of say like, yeah, it kind of ended badly, but like, look at this part. Wasn't this nice? And didn't that like impact me? And I can't get away from like sort of the good impact that it had on me, you know?
Oh God. If I was one of these people that burned things that I wanted to forget. I would have burned really some of the most important parts of myself. And so, you know, I never would do that.
You know, I did that once. I was like, you know, I need to get over this person. I need to just burn all this stuff and that will help me get over it. And I regret it a lot because now I'm married to him. And so that was not the good. And I'm like, well, gosh, it would have been nice to have all that stuff.
Yeah. We can't know where life is going to go.
We can't know. And it's not like, oh, I need to hold on to everything just in case someone dies. So that's a whole nother low, you know, but it's one of those like, I could have kept the things and been like, yeah, that was nice. That was a good experience just because it, you know, ended badly. Or gosh, isn't he handsome and I can't forget about that. Like, you know, it's okay to hang on to those sort of things. And I think that's really what this movie is talking about, is it's like all your all your relationships will end one way or the other. You know, you will die, the people you love will die, or you will grow apart or something. And you have to hang on to the good stuff. Like that's what it's there for. That's what they want, you know?
Yeah. And I have still struggle with knowing when something is over and I should quit, you know? It's still tough for me sometimes.
It's hard to know. Yeah.
Yeah. It bothers me because I'm like, do I just need to let this go and quit hanging on for my own sake? And maybe.
Yeah.
So I put this thing on and I get centered and it's wonderful.
It's good for centering for sure.
So.
It is a journey.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you, was there anything that you wrote down that we didn't,
Let me see. Some of the church, after everything we talked about, this feels like kind of shallow, but I wondered if I felt like The Graduate had an impact on it. I looked up what year The Graduate had been made to see if it was before this. And it was, because some of the church scenes reminded me of The Graduate. And I also wrote down Vivian Pickles because, man, that is just the best name ever.
Yeah, no, it is. She's when she's filling out his dating profile, it's really mostly her. It's like one of the greatest, you know. It's to the extent
this
that
movie has so much talent. Like the people in it are so good.
Yeah. There's a great documentary called Hal that's about Hal Ashby, and you know it goes over a lot of, you know, it goes over his life and his movies and his relationships with his family and particularly his daughter. And that aspect of the story of Hal Ashby is just, it changes your whole perspective.
Huh.
And it really, I don't know. I left thinking like a lot of his daughter, like a whole lot about her. And so, yeah, for fans, I would say definitely check out, The Last Detail, that's one of the great ones, you know, but again, these are all very, very different. I'm a fan of Being There as well, he never really came back around this is just, and any one of those could be considered masterpieces by the fans of those, but for me, this is it. So I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. I loved it. It was great.